The post-match interview.
So we're going back down into the Victoria's Geelong rooms with Darren Parkin.
Yeah, got Mark O'Connor here. And, mate, obviously the way that third quarter when North got four in a row, Ben Brown with three on the lead, and at that stage you had Stewart and a couple of the other guys a little bit sore. Take much sort of readjustment or that last sort of 5 minutes of the third term?
Yeah, we just had to keep our composure. And as you say, it was seriously hot out there, and we were just trying to do the best we could with the numbers we had. But we just tried to settle the ship down, and fortunately, I think after that we kind of settled when they did get a bit of a run. I think we gave a good response anyway. But it was all about sticking in there in that quarter.
I'm sure you've all seen it so many times, but when the game was up for grabs late in that last quarter, it was Gary Ablett who kicks a brilliant goal from the boundary, then takes a contested mark. You're probably so used to seeing this now that it doesn't surprise anyone anymore.
Yeah, it's certainly not a surprise when Gary does that stuff. But, again, just his composure and ability to stay in the moment when he did, it was just very inspiring to us, and it just gave us a great boost.
Merrick Kingy up in the K-Rock box, along with Chuck Berry, Justin Longmuir, Mickey Barlow and Benny Cass. Well done this afternoon. Did we get an idea of how important Tom Stewart is to your side when he was off for that 20 minutes for that concussion test? And that seemed to be when North Melbourne got hold of you a little bit.
Yeah, obviously Stewie is very important. He's got a very big role in our side. But I think it was just a number of things. I think they had numbers out through the middle, and maybe we were just a bit too tired to transition at times, and it kind of hurt us. And then obviously momentum is very hard to shift, and they just got a good run at it.
Coming into the season, you'd only played seven games. You've played eight already this season. Why has your football gone to another level in 6 months?
Mainly I just put it down to confidence. At the end of last year, I played four games in a row, and that gave me a great boost going into the pre-season. And I played in that final against Melbourne as well, which helped me out a lot. Confidence-wise anyway, and then I just got a good run in the pre-season and tried to improve my game as best I could, and it's going pretty well so far.
Mark, it's Darren Berry upstairs. You can see that in your game from, just in your 15th game of league football, but it appears as though you are playing with a lot of confidence and almost a bit of a carefree attitude off half-back. Has that been some instructions maybe from a Scala or an Enright, or has the head coach said, "Righto, Mark, we think you're good enough, back yourself," because it's clear to us you are playing with a lot of confidence.
No, you're spot on. And last year, maybe the year before, I had a bit too many things in my head. Yep. Going into games, and it's just too much to think about. So I kind of shifted my perspective on the whole game and decided to enjoy myself rather than put all the pressure that I did on myself.
Mark, you're obviously still very much in the infancy of your career. Do you have a sort of a focus point each week that you try and work on? There's so many areas of your game obviously you need to develop, but do you each week try and work on something and then going into that game try and improve?
Yeah, I do. Generally, I don't try to have too many focus points because, again, that would make me think a bit too much, and I just kind of want to go out and just express myself, so I don't kind of stuff my head with information. But I do have maybe two or three key focus areas that I try to really nail in the game.
What's the give us the next 12 months, what's something in your game that from, your limited experience so far, what's an area of your game you're looking to develop over the next sort of 12 to 18 months?
Well, experience is probably a key word there. I obviously don't have too much of it, and trying to build on that would be fantastic at AFL level. But my attack, I'd love to influence the attack as much as I could. I think the defensive side of my game is pretty solid at the minute. I've picked up some very good opponents over the past few weeks, but if I could really influence the attack, I reckon it would help the team greatly.
Fifth quarter, thanks to Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar. Speaking with Geelong defender Mark O'Connor, he's Justin Longmuir on K-Rock Footy.
Mark, well done today, mate. Something that I've noticed, been really impressed with about Geelong this year is your ability to halt the opposition's momentum and then regain momentum yourself. What are some of the things you talk about, especially as a backline group, to be able to hold up under that pressure and regain control of the games?
Again, it's just keeping our composure. We try not to get too flustered. And I think we're pretty good at that. And having a few games played together now, it's just expected of each other that we do stay composed and just don't let the game fluster us.
Yeah, and who leads that? Look, someone like Harry Taylor seems to be a cool customer. Does he lead a lot of that talk?
The beauty of it is that many of us can lead at different times, and obviously Scarlo is very good in instructing us in how to take control in those situations. But it could be anyone at any time, and obviously Blitz and Harry and Stewie are very good, but it could be anyone.
Yeah. Mark, Michael Barlow up here in the box. Well done on today's effort. You've spoken about a couple of, I suppose, the mainstays of that Geelong backline that are really influential on your career. Can you take us inside your career and who might mentor you and review with you on a week-to-week basis and get you up to AFL standard as you have been really strongly across the first bit of this season?
Yeah, again, look, and it might sound a bit cliche, but it really is the case that, again, it could be a bit of everyone at any time. I tried again from Blitz, what he's learned. Obviously, he kind of, in the early parts of his career, he hadn't much experience in playing footy, and I tried to learn from him as to how to go about learning as quickly as possible, how he went about it, or if I want to do spoiling or marking, it's probably Harry. And Stewie, obviously, in his attack, and Zach Toohey in his attack, they're very influential. So it could be anyone. I tried to gain from the strengths of everyone in the back line.
Mark, just as we let you go, obviously, being from Ireland, are your family, I'm imagining, on the other side of the world? Just give our listeners, have you got anyone down here with you, or do you stay in touch regularly back home?
Yeah, my mum actually came out about 2 weeks ago with my brother, and I do have a brother living in Melbourne at the minute, and he comes to every game, so he's probably here tonight somewhere. I just turned around and I just saw him, so yeah, he's here.
He's here?
Yeah. So, it's good to have him around the place, and I have a few mates that just moved out to Melbourne as well, so it's not as far away from home.
Hey, Mark, Justin again, mate. Just wondering, who's the best player you've played on at AFL level?
It's hard to say. I've played on quite a few. Sean Higgins looked pretty good tonight when he didn't really spend a lot of time forward, actually. I was going to go on Sean Higgins when he was forward, but he went up to the midfield for the majority of the game, but he looked pretty good. Luke Bruce against Hawthorne, he's obviously a very good player.
Justin wanted you to say someone from Collingwood, Mark, so can you think of who your opponent was that day?
I was on Travis Varco and Jordan De Goey for a while.
They're not bad.
Travis Varco dropped, Mark. You're going right.
No,
what's your Guinness limit, Mark, during the week?
Oh, unfortunately, the Guinness isn't great out here. Every now and then I'll have a couple of cans after a game. But
what's the difference between the Guinness here and the Guinness at home?
Oh, well, they say the further it travels, the worse it gets. And I can back that up, I reckon. At home, it's nice and creamy and goes down really well. But over here, it just tastes a small bit too stale for my liking.
Do you do the big Santa face in the pint?
I do. I love it. Yeah, that's the best part of it.
Mark, before we let you go, would you like to know how the VFL boys are going?
I would love that. Yeah, how'd they go?
No, trailing by 8 points in
You're a bit of a come down there. Can you held him up and then you kicked him.
No, hang on. Early in the third quarter, so plenty of football to be left played at Werribee between North Melbourne and Geelong. Hey, Merrick, we've really enjoyed the journey you're on. We've enjoyed riding it with you. We've enjoyed the fact that Tom Lonigan's given you a nickname that will forever stick. And do you go home and tell them the story about how you're known as Merrick?
Well, it's funny enough, when my mom came out a couple of weeks ago, as I mentioned, everyone was calling me Merrick, and mom was looking at me sideways, thinking, like, what are they even saying? So the word has travelled home, but nah.
And does mum, when she come out, go, gee, your accent's gone, you're sounding more Australian every day?
No, I actually changed right back to my proper Irish accent when she comes out, so she didn't notice too much.
Oh, so can you go full Irish for us now? Are you able to just flick on the switch?
Oh, I can't flick on the switch, but if you boys had an Irish accent, it might help.
Okay, you know, that's not going to...
You've got gears in the Irish accent, have you? That's extraordinary. That is magnificent.
Maybe we need to have a session on the Guinness with you somewhere.
Yeah, we do.
That would be a lot of fun. Hey, we really enjoyed the journey, Mark. Great job this afternoon, and look forward to seeing you Saturday night against the Dogs down at GMHBA Stadium.
Beautiful. Thanks very much, fellas.
The post-match interview.